from the Chris Walker, another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonders Chapter 18. And today's Wonders Chapter is 2 Kings Chapter 21. And without wasting time, let's start with a word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for this beautiful day that you've given to us. By the way, I've gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. May you send in your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be with us, to always protect us, Father. Show us the right way. And be with us, Father, in everything that we do. We're really sorry for all the times that we have gone wrong, where we've offended you, in our thoughts, in our actions, in what you have done and what you're full to do. Father, may you forgive us. May you send in your holy angels to come and direct us. Father, may you cooperate, that may you heal us, Father, all those who are sick mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Father, extend your healing and upon them and give them the hope that it's not the last time and that there's still a lot in for them. We pray all this with living and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. Manasseh, king of Judah. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. His mother's name was Hephzibah. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. He rebuilt the high places his father Hezekiah had destroyed. He also erected altars to Baal and made Asherah poles, as King Ahab, king of Israel, had done. He bowed down to all the starry host and worshipped them. He built altars in the temple of the Lord, of which the Lord had said in Jerusalem, I will put my name. In the two courts of the temple of the Lord, he built altars and all the starry hosts. He sacrificed his own son in the fireplace, practiced divination, sought omens, and consulted mediums and spiritualists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord, arousing his anger. He took the carved Asherah pole he had made and put it in the temple, of which the Lord had said to David, to his son, in his temple and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. I will not again make the feet of the Israelites wander from the land I gave their ancestors, if only they will be careful to do everything I have commanded them and will keep in the whole law that my servant Moses gave them. But the people did not listen. Manasseh led them astray, so they did more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. The people said, through his servants, the prophet, Manasseh, king of Judah, has committed these detestable things. Has anyone done more evil than the Amorites who preceded him and has led Judah into sin with his idols? Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I am going to bring such disaster on Jerusalem and Judah that the ears of everyone who hears of it will tingle. I will stretch out Jerusalem, the measuring line used against Samaria, and the plumb line used against the house of Ahab, and I will wipe out Jerusalem as one wipes out a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and give them into the hands of enemies. They will be looted and plundered by all their enemies. They have done evil in my eyes, and have aroused my anger from the day the ancestors came out of Egypt until this day. Moreover, Manasseh also shed so much innocent blood that he filled Jerusalem from one end to the end, besides the sin that he had caused Judah to commit. So they did evil in the eyes of the Lord. As for the events of Manasseh's reigns and all he did, including his sins he committed, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Manasseh rested with his ancestors and was buried in his palace garden, the garden of Uzzah, and Amon, his son, succeeded him as king. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 2 years. His mother's name was Methulemeth, daughter of Haruz. She was from Jotba. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. He followed completely the ways of his father and worshipped the idols his father had worshipped, and bowing down to them, he forsook the Lord, the God of his ancestors, and did not walk in obedience with him. Ammon's officials conspired against him and assassinated the king in his palace. Then the people of the land killed all who had plotted against the king Ammon and made Joshua his son king of his palace. As for the events of Ammon's reigns and what he did, are they not written in the book of annals of the kings of Judah? He was buried in his tomb in the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah his son succeeded him as king. And that is our Wonder Chapter for today. I just have two messages that I want us to pick from today's Wonder Chapter. I'm really sorry for the pronunciations. I'm really trying, but yeah, I just hope you get the message. So the first thing that I want us to really pick comes from what verse? Comes from verse 9. And what does verse 9 say? Verse 9 says, but the people did not listen. Manasseh led them astray, so that they did more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. Manasseh led them astray. That's what I want us to focus our energy on this morning. Manasseh led them astray. Who was Manasseh? Manasseh was the king. Amen. And this is an entire king leading people astray. And this is what I wanted to get to. So many times we have misled people, and that's the truth of the matter. That's the bitter truth of the matter. So many times we as Christians, we have misled our fellow brothers. And sometimes it's because of, can I say, the position that we hold. Amen. Sometimes it's because of where we are. Sometimes it's because that we are high in authority or we are influential people. But the Bible is telling us that we should do our things in a way that we know other Christians are going to see from us. You know, trust me, you are a role model to a certain Christian, ABC. You may not know them. And sometimes when they see you doing A, B, C, D, you might mislead them. You might be letting our enemy, the devil, win through you. Do you want to be a tool of the devil? Do you want to be an instrument of the devil? Or you want to be the vessel of the Lord? Amen. The Lord has given you authority. You can win over more people for the kingdom of God. The same way that you can take away people from the kingdom of God. So, today the Bible is just telling us that in whatever thing that we have to do, we ought to do it with caution. We ought to do it knowing that there's a brother, there's a sister who is learning from us. Amen. And lastly, verse 22. He forsook the Lord, the God of his ancestors, and he did not walk in obedience. Amen. He forsook the Lord, the God of his ancestors, and did not walk in obedience. Every time we forsake the Lord, amen, we are disobeying him. And every time we disobey the Lord, we are forsaking him. I don't know if that makes sense. Do not be disobedient. Because we know that once we forsake the Lord, we know he withdraws his presence from us. And we all know what happens when the Lord withdraws his presence from us. Disaster after disaster after disaster. So why do you want to bring disaster to yourself? Why do you want to cause suffering to yourself? Obey the Lord. Yes, it's not going to be easy. And every time you feel that you have disobeyed the Lord, every time you feel that you have not walked in the path you're supposed to walk in, ask for forgiveness. Get down on your knees. Tell the Lord, oh God, dear God, forgive me. Ask for forgiveness. Our God is a forgiving one, and surely he will forgive you. I want you to get some time. Read 2 Kings chapter 21. What message do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallen@yahoo.com. Also, send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithallen. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Father, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the blessed message that you have given us today. I want to thank you for today's Wonder Chapter. Father, I pray that may we at least get a word or two and put in practice what you have learned, Father. Father, you have always been there for us, Father. You have always, no day that you have not been there for us, Father. despite of all the things that you have done for us. So many times you have led our fellow Christian brothers and sisters astray. Father, may you please forgive us. And so many times they've also been led astray. Father, may you fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we never do any of that too. Father, that we are neither misled or mislead other people. Father, so many times you have disobeyed you. Father, so many times you have forsaken you. But today we come back asking and begging, kneeling down before you, that Father, may you forgive us and may you grant us a second chance. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your servant Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.